I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. Let's dig into the new N-word making headlines, nappy. Erin Aubrey Kaplan looked at the Rutgers basketball players at Tuesday's press conference about the Imus incident, and their straight locks may not have been a coincidence.
What is it about nappy-headed that sets black people on edge? The question came to mind after radio host and racial gadfly Don Imus used the term last week to describe the mostly black Rutgers women's basketball team. Imus got in hot water for calling the entire team a bunch of nappy-headed hoes. Of course, the 1-2 punch of nappy-headed and hoes set off waves of protest over comments that were rightly perceived as both racist and sexist. Everybody from the Reverend Al to the National Organization for Women condemned Imus as a cretin and a bore who's finally gone too far. They're right. But I believe what really got under black folks' skin was being called nappy, an old-fashioned insult of appearance that harkens back to slave times and has none of the modern pop culture cachet of ho, which, like pimp, appears on its way to being mainstreamed into American vernacular. Ho could at least mean attractive, but nappy has no such wiggle room. For the uninitiated, it refers to black hair in its natural state that's so curly it's kinky, think afro or cornrows, or the nap of a carpet. As with so many other words used by whites to describe black characteristics, nappy is a loaded image that's always been synonymous with ugly, unkempt, and downright uncivilized. To have nappy hair is to be a stereotypical African of low intelligence and no home training, to be a minstrel-era pickaninny like Buckwheat or Topsy. As bearers of beauty standards, many black women work hard to keep nappiness out of sight with chemical relaxers, perms, or weaves, even after decades of hair liberation that embraced afros and other natural styles like braids and dreads. Despite that embrace, the nappy-ugly equation is still in play, simply because racism is still in play. And just because we claim a historical negative as a positive doesn't mean that equation changes overnight. Just ask the black folks out there still trying to claim the N-word. It's much more than a notion. Take me, for example. I'm a black woman who doesn't have nappy hair. It's curly, but many degrees away from kinky. Black people would call it white hair. I always avoided straightening it, partly because it's too much work and partly because I like how my hair looks. It's sort of wild and expressive, militant in a beauty culture that prefers orderly. And then one day last month, I bought one of those flat iron hair straighteners at a mall. Just for fun, I told myself, just to change my look once in a while, like a change in costume. After a few days, I got addicted to the thing. That pink flat iron now sits on my nightstand next to my clock radio and wedding ring, things I can't do without. I'm obsessed with taking out my curls every day, killing any hint of unruliness, and making my hair lie flat instead of sticking out at unpredictable angles that I used to love. Is this just boredom with my lifelong look, or complete rejection of nappy that I never even knew I had? Unfortunately, both. I don't like to admit it, but if Don Imus is spilling his guts about how he really feels about nappy-headed, this might be a good opportunity for the rest of us to do the same.
Erin Aubrey Kaplan is a writer living in Los Angeles.